Corporation. For over 50 years, the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yes, sir, we promised you a great...
Gorgeous, George.
Here Pretty Blassie, the maker of...
Andre, the Giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
WrestleMania.
You are fucking...
Welcome to the No Disqualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay.
And we are back once again. First of all, I want to thank everyone, all of the listeners that peeped our SmackDown episode and our Raw episode.
Yes.
Those are doing very well. SmackDown episode, SmackDown January 3rd, 2002, and then Raw January 7th, 2002. Both of those are doing well, so... We thank you for that. We appreciate that kindly.
Yes, I'd like to thank you all as well. I know the band hasn't been together as of late, you know, where I've been adulting.
Yes.
You know, putting priorities first. But we come back to do what we love. I apologize for my hiatus. So does Laz and Darren on their behalf. But nevertheless, here we are. Welcome back to No DQ.
I've also been quite hiatus, honestly. We released the episode for Survivor Series 1990. Mm-hmm. And that we released that, what month are we in now? November?
Yes, sir.
We released that the end or the middle of, I think it was the middle of September.
Yeah,
we released that 1990 Survivor Series episode. And I have not released an episode of the podcast in over a month. It's the longest we've gone without making an episode for the podcast since the inception of the podcast. So after that break... A little bit of a mental health break. Kind of take care of yourself, you know.
Right.
Reach out to your people. Mm-hmm. We're adulting. We all have personal things going on in our lives. Some good, some bad. But one thing that ties everyone together at the end of the day is professional wrestling. So we are here with SmackDown, January 10, 2002. We are on the heels of the return of Triple H, the previous Raw. Mm-hmm. And we're building to the Royal Rumble, of course. We're building to Rock. And if you paid attention, if you listened to our January 3rd episode, you'll know that The Rock beat Booker T for that number one contendership for the match, the Royal Rumble. So now it's going to be Jericho and Rock at the Rumble. Mm-hmm. We're building towards that. And, of course, we're building towards Edge and Regal. Mm-hmm. Stephanie and Flair having some issues. That's building towards Vince McMahon and Flair at the Rumble. Mm-hmm. Triple H returning, Kurt Angle entering his very first Rumble. There's so many moving stories here. It's all in build to the Rumble, and all of them are being pretty well executed, I would say, on the show. But we open the show with Stephanie coming out. She's bragging about the power that she has now. Triple H is back, and she says, "What I point at, Triple H will destroy." She's very confident, and then security. Comes and removes her from the building. Because though she is able to be in the building, technically, because Triple H is there, she just, as the announcers say, she just came in the ring. Like, she's not allowed to do that, even though they played her music and...
Oh, they just did.
You know, and have the camera cuts, her mic worked, and she got to stay in the ring for like 15 minutes. But she wasn't supposed to be in there.
Right.
So that goes down, and we get into our first match of the night here. It's Taz and Spike Dudley, the unlikely ECW team. Against Christian and Lance Storm. They're Canadians. That's kind of what brings them together. They're both Canadians.
That's
here.
That's about it.
Christian and Lance Storm are thrown out. Crossbody Lance Storm by Spike Dudley on the outside. That was pretty nice there. Lance Storm gains control and isolates Spike Dudley for a little bit. We get Spike Dudley reversing a suplex into a pin. That was for a two. Followed by an uppercut by Lance Storm. Hot tag to Taz. Tag locks in that Taz mission, and Spike Dudley drop kicks Lance Storm out of the ring as he tries to get in there.
Right.
Afterwards, the Dudley boys attacked. They get overpowered, and the faces make away. So, all in all, I thought it was a pretty decent match. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, it was a pretty decent match. Like you said to the beginning of it, the unlikely tag team of Taz and Spike. You know, there's a lot of technical wrestlers going on here, Taz, Christian, and Lance Storm, and Lance Storm, like I said, he held his own pretty good. I'm not a huge fan of Lance Storm, but, you know, he did his job. Christian did his job as well, so did Taz. Spike did it. I guess he was ready to be, I don't know, the rag doll to say this match, you know, the lightweight, the high flyer. But it was an okay match.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a Spike Dudley match. I've been like, yo, let me see another Spike Dudley match.
Yeah.
We haven't gone back to the 90s, so we haven't hit our ECW stride, which, look, I'm going to be real with you guys. 2002 to current is where I started watching wrestling. 2002 to 2010 was like
prime.
That's when, prime. That, yeah, that's when we were like, maybe a little for later on that, maybe 12, 15. It was when we were kids still.
Yeah.
And we're deep into it. We're into it now, but I'm talking, we watched every single show every time. We're on WWE.com getting results. Like, we were in there.
Yeah.
In all my years, I've never seen a really good Spike Dudley match.
When have you, the listener, said, you know what? I'm going to Google up a Spike Dudley match. I'll wait.
And maybe when we go back and we're in our ECW, when we're checking out the 96, 95s, 97s, 98s, and we're checking out the ECW pay-per-views and everything, maybe we'll see a good Spike match. I haven't seen a good Taz match either. But once again, I don't have as much knowledge of ECW as I do WWE.
Right.
I've seen a good Christian match before.
Yeah.
I've seen a good Lance Storm match before. We'll see. I gave this 2 bells out of 5.
Yeah, I give it 2, 1.5 maybe. You know, it was pretty short. I mean, it was okay. It wasn't the best of matches. Weird tag teams been combined, you know, Lance Storm and Christian, you know, the Canadian duo, like you said there. But that's pretty much it. 2 bells.
2 bells, yeah. Next, we have Edge, Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man.
Rocking the confed tat on the side.
Where he's from in Georgia?
Cobb County?
Cobb County, yeah. Good old Mo Duke boys back at it again.
The Mo Duke boys. You know, I don't think the Duke boys are racist. I saw it on the news. They were talking about it months ago. I don't think the Duke boys are racist.
No, I don't think.
I think they just like that car. I like their car.
Yeah, the car is badass. Like 69.
Now, Boss Hogg.
He may be.
He was probably racist. He probably had one of them sundown town stands right outside of Hazard
with the all white caddy and the all white Doug Dimmadome hat.
Doug Dimmadome, home of the
Dimmsdale Dimmadome.
Yes, yeah, sir. The Dimmsdale Dimmadome is a whites only building. So Timmy could come inside, but his friend, I don't know his name, Black AJ. One. AJ. AJ, of course, the black guy, AJ. What does AJ stands for? Alonzo Journey. Alonzo, yeah, of course. Journey. And Chip.
Chip Skymark.
Oh, who's his other friend?
Chester.
Chester
McBadget.
Oh, you got the white trash. And then you got the black kid. I think black his dad kid. Was like Richard's dad was like a fan. I forgot.
He's like a scientist.
Yeah.
Like
a scientist type of kid. And then Timmy's your middle class white kid. Man, that show is breaking down barriers.
If anybody needed the Fairly Odd Parents, it'd definitely be Chester. But
back to what we were saying. Edge and Big Boss Man. Edge is tossed around corner to corner to open up the beginning of this match here. Mm-hmm. He gets hit with a pretty good sidewalk slam. Boss Man tries to use the nightstick. And while he's trying to do that, Edge hits him with a pretty garbage spear. And then hits the execution on the nightstick. For the win. Mm-hmm. William Regal cuts a promo and he says the devil will collect.
Yep.
Then Edge calls him Beelzebub, which for those who didn't go to Bible seminary college like I do, 2 years of my life. Beelzebub is another term for Satan. So he calls him Satan and then, you know, he says the devil will collect, blah, blah, blah. See you at the Rumble. Mm-hmm. Hug, hug, kiss, kiss.
Tutty ho, tip, tip.
He tells him to speak English, and then Lawler correctly reminds us that, yes, Regal is actually speaking English. Yeah. It's the Queen's English.
Not pig Latin.
Which is actually the proper form of English, rather than how Canadians speak, which just sounds dirty to me.
Yeah.
I gave this match a 3 out of 5, mainly because of that promo afterwards.
Yeah, the promo was pretty cool. Probably the best promo of the night. You know, as he... Like you said, it was a pretty shitty spear. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but
no, go ahead. Speak your truth,
Boss Man. He did okay to be the big guy in the match. You know, he tossed Edge around a couple here and there. You know, trying to hit him with his signature nightstick. The executioner on the nightstick guy, I felt that guy was pretty good. But
would it warrant a disqualification?
Was it?
Well, it didn't, but shouldn't it have been? If I brought a chair into the ring, I'd drop you on the chair?
But, I mean, technically, yeah, it could have been, but you're not physically using the chair.
Here's my question. If I set up a table and put you through the table, that's a disqualification, right?
No. So what's the announcer table for? That's not a disqualification.
But what if I brought an actual table like underneath the ring, I set that up and put you through it? Would that count as a disqualification? Mm-hmm. Someone needs to fix that.
Was Michael Cole and Pat McAfee sitting at that table prior?
No.
Disqualification? It should have been disqualified. But it was an okay match. Physicality was 1 out of 10. I'll say about a 4 or 5. You know, it was – I feel like the match was, like Adrian said, meant to be for William Regal promo to have that build up to the Rumble. So, yeah, I give it about a 3.
Word. Next, we have Jericho and Test, two Canadians tagged up, against Rob Van Dam.
Woo!
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Jericho tags Test in right away to avoid The Rock. Jericho and Test do a little 2-on-1 against The Rock. But the crowd is so hyped for Rob Van Dam. You can hear them chanting for him. It's music to my ears. A great Samoan drop to Test. Hot tag to RVD. RVD runs wild. He's hitting his preset kicks that he already has. Van Dam gets sent outside. Heels gain control once again. Rock bottom is broken up by Test at 2. Mm-hmm. We get a belt shot to The Rock, a suicide dive by Rob Van Dam. Both RVD and Test fight through the crowd. We get a big bulldog followed by a missed lion saw. He gets put in the sharpshooter.
Taps out.
Jericho taps out. The faces win here. Look, I gave this 4 bells. I think it was a good match, but had the wrong finish.
Yeah, it definitely had the wrong finish. I don't really know the purpose of RVD taking tests throughout the Madison Square Garden to allow Rock, you know, hit that sharpshooter on Jericho. So, and he taps so steadily. That's what I really didn't like about it. But all in all, yeah, I give about a 4, 4.5. I'm biased. I'm a huge Jericho, huge RVD fan. I could really care less for Tess, rest his soul. I could really care less for The Rock, even though he's very as a charismatic. That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm.
Very energetic. Wrestling skills isn't all there, but he's a legend, so I give it to him, you know. But yeah, RVD, that's my guy. Rolling Thunder here and there, a couple of Sabbath kicks here and there, heel over heel kicks. Yeah, that's my guy.
I will also say, just so you all know, our death count for tonight is 2. Bossman's dead. Tess is dead.
Yeah,
it happens. There's a Vince McMahon and Jim Ross interview, backstage sit-down interview. If there's any takeaway from this, Vince says that hurting people and destroying lives turns him on.
Huh?
Vince says hurting people and ruining lives turns him on.
And he said this in
2002.
Oh, okay.
And how many people did he release last week?
I don't know. We got 20 years of hurting lives and ruining families.
Man's real turned on all the time, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Next, we have Rikishi and Booker T. Rikishi is holding control right away here. Booker hangs up Rikishi for a quick control until a Samoan drop. A scissor kick plus a spaghetti-o. plus a stink face by Rikishi. Booker T, it's counted out.
Mm-hmm.
He fills his mouth with some cream and mushroom and some yogurt, some Yoplait, a little bit of applesauce, and proceeds to projectile vomit all over Michael Cole.
Right on Michael
Cole. He's wearing all white, by the way.
Right on Michael Cole. But what the fans don't know, well, back in 2001, today, oh, they would love that. Michael Cole gets so much hate today. Oh, my God, that'd be a huge hit.
Oh, yeah.
But
prior, and it would be like, oh yeah, Michael Cole suffering.
Yeah, Pat McAfee would love it. Prior to the match as well, I guess Booker T comes in from wherever he came from, probably Manhattan, Brooklyn, wherever the hell they're at.
Brooklyn, the streets of Brooklyn is where he's from.
Yeah, the Harlem. Hard streets of Harlem. And he walks in the MSG, goes to the bathroom, I guess he's brushing his teeth or whatnot, and some guy's using the bathroom. No, he's letting it rip.
Yeah, it's just
the guy turns out to be Rikishi, and he goes, we're having a match. He goes, yeah, against you. So he goes, yeah, I did not hear what I think I heard. You know, typical Booker T back then. He didn't say that word. But So they go to the ring, you know, he fills his mouth up with yogurt and cream of mushroom, and he, bleh, all of Michael Cole. I loved it. It's pretty comical.
I just want to mention, though, for that segment when Rikishi comes out after using the bathroom, he didn't wipe.
He didn't wash his hands either.
Because he comes out, you hear the flush, and he's already wearing his gear. Either man went and watched his crap and just stared at it and was like, I did that. But if you sync up the audio, by the time you hear him ripping them, compared to the time you hear him flush and see him come out, and that's a fat man. You can't tell me he just pulled up and went.
It's impossible for him to wipe that fast.
He didn't, and he got all them cheap to wipe, too.
And he didn't wash
his hands. He didn't wipe.
Or wash his hands.
Disgusting. COVID.
COVID is definitely going on, and Rikishi, I'm pretty sure Vince didn't give you any hell about it, but I'm going to give it to you right here first, buddy. Next time, just at least wash your hands. Wipe your ass, too. I mean, you're gonna do a stink face to me. And I mean, I know I'm getting paid. Don't get me wrong. You're going to do a stink face to me. At least have the common courtesy to wipe your ass. But
that's fair. I mean, that's fair. That's truly fair. Indeed. Not enough people say that. You know what I mean? Nope. Not enough people say that.
Somebody got to stand up and say it. Be the voice of the voiceless.
Thank you. Next up, we have Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Kurt Angle. This is your main event.
Rattlesnake versus the only Olympic gold medalist.
With a broken freaking neck, Kurt Angle. Angle's mocking and gets flipped off right away. Classic Austin. Clap. There you go. I know you listen to our podcast, so I had to let you know I appreciate you, Austin. I appreciate you as much as you appreciate me. That's why last year you liked my tweet when I tweeted at the Broken Skull Sessions. You liked my tweet and retweeted it.
Yep.
By the way, Rikishi, you've also liked a tweet I've tweeted before, so I appreciate you and your 800 pounds worth of cheek that you got back there.
Still wipe your ass.
Did you know that he can't see out of his left eye?
Rikishi?
Yeah. Where's contacts? So, there's color contact because his eye's white. Yeah, it's crazy. You know. And Samoans, man.
Part of bloodline, I guess.
Austin and Angle brawl outside the ring for a little bit. They have even exchanges inside. Both with German suplexes, moonsault for two by Kurt Angle. And then while you think the match is almost over, Austin's holding his leg, Angle just got stunned. You're thinking, what's going to happen now? And all of a sudden you hear, down, 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 down. That's the wrong song. He didn't get to finger 11 yet. Something. Whatever. Kane comes out.
Armair.
Kane comes out fixing his gloves, fixing his little spandex jumper he's got going on, and proceeds to choke slam Austin now.
Straight to him. No regards for his neck.
He said, I don't care about your neck.
No, he didn't.
And then he choke slams Angle. More gentle.
Yeah, more gentle.
And then we hear, Well, it's a big show. Fat tub of trash. Rat bastard. You know what BS really stands for?
Big show.
No. Cow excrement. You suck. He comes out. He chokeslams Kane. And he chokeslams Kane.
Yeah, he does it too.
Kane has that the recoil. And then, of course, we get time to play the game. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. So he's in. And he kicks Big Show right in the balls after he takes off his leather and denim jacket, which just should never come back.
Right.
Kicks him right in the balls. But of course, you know, some weird Gen Z millennial freaks will bring back the leather on denim thing because they want to be edgy and tell their parents they don't love them and they dye their hair green and shave their eyebrows.
Spit water at people. It's
hard. But no, he kicks him in the balls and pedigrees him. And then, as he's standing there celebrating, the Undertaker walks out.
American Badass Undertaker.
He looks at him. And then we fade to black. SmackDown, January 10th.
Yep.
2002.
MSG.
Sir. Let's get into our awards here. Oh, well, we should probably grade the match. I don't think I graded the last two matches.
Well, the match
did. Rikishi and Booker T's a two.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, it didn't finish.
And then this one's always a three, I guess. Yeah, three. I mean, it didn't finish, but I gave it a three. Let's get to the awards.
Let's get right to it.
Match of the night, sir.
Match of the night, the ones that didn't finish.
I'm gonna give it to the tag match with Van Damme and The Rock. Yeah. Even though I think the finish was wrong.
It had to be.
Van Damme was entertaining.
Technically, you know, match of the night, the match has a finish. So, yeah, we'll give it to RVD. The Rock, Jericho, Ito, Rock and Roller, and Test.
Worst match of the night, sir?
It'd have to be. There wasn't no women matches tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, far we come. I guess it'd have to be. Well, Booker T and Rikishi was pretty comical to me. I like how. I don't know.
I'm looking through my notes here.
It'd be Lance Storm and Christian versus. Or would it be Edge and Regal?
Edge and Bossman. I agree with you on that. Edge and Bossman for me.
Yeah, we'll give it to. Sorry, Edge, we love you, but Edge and Bossman. Yeah.
Let's see. Who's the star of the night for you?
Star of the night for me. I don't want to be biased. I'll give it to my guard, RVD, but star of the night, Michael Cole. I refuse to get threw up in my face.
Okay. I'm giving it to RVD. Robert Van Damson.
Damson. His first name is Robert Kowski something, but we're not going to get that. But RVD, you're the star of the night. Michael Cole, you get it by getting thrown up on.
Who's your, Nia Jax isn't with the company anymore.
No.
Ryback's not with the company anymore.
No.
Dave Meltzer of the night. Who's your Meltzer of the night? Because he's a dick. I'm giving it to Boss Man. He's never done anything to impress me.
I didn't want to be that guy, but I'll give it to Boss Man.
Give it to him. You got spot of the night, move of the night, moment of the night that just really like made you clap three times.
Bice, I like the RVD Rolling Thunder. Brings back good childhood memories. The throw up on Michael Cole, that was pretty hilarious. The choke slam that Big Show gave to Kane, I feel like that was really a chokeslam to hell, not the one Kane gave to Stone Cold and Kurt Angle. That was pretty much it. Edge and Wim Ringer conversation, that was pretty cool as well.
I'm going to give my spot of the night. When RVD jumped over Test and hit the senton onto Jericho, I'm going to give him that. You got botched the night?
Did we see any boxes?
Anymore? Nothing really stuck out too much. I would probably say just the ending of the
Jericho.
I think it was a botch in booking.
Yeah, that one sucked. Maybe the ending to the Triple H and Undertaker stir off. Maybe they were supposed to do something. Maybe not.
I feel like they ran out of time.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, here. Final grade for the night.
Ay, ay, ay. We'll say. It's a bunch of twos and threes on this card, so
I'm gonna roll with.
I'll be fair and say two. Yeah, I'll be fair and say two and a half, three.
I just don't. I don't think I'd revisit it.
Not at all. And then you have to think it is a bunch of headline main event stars versus or teamed up with mid undercard stars. You know what I'm saying? Like Edge versus Bossman. I mean, I understand Bossman's in the role to put Edge over to continue his hot streak going into Royal Rumble. Taz and Spike versus Christian and Lance Storm. Like who, like you said, who would think Taz and Spike would ever be teamed up to go against Christian and Lance Storm? Not Edge and Christian. Maybe they wasn't a formed team yet. I don't know, but you know that's a usual what you would see. Edge and Christian, Rikishi and Booker T. I don't know their prior history to this match. Stone Cold and Kurt Angle. That's probably really only the fairest match on this card, maybe.
Yeah.
Besides The Rock and RVD going against Jericho, why would you team up with Test?
Test never really been booked much as a star, so.
Yeah, that threw me out.
Got you questioning a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you most definitely wouldn't revisit this one, but it was.
We'll do this for all the weekly shows. We said the max out is 500 for front row.
Mm-hmm.
For pay per views, max out's a grand.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have paid 500 for front row here?
No, this was a house show. In Grimsley, Tennessee, worth working with
Cole. With a hot dog and a handshake, that's what it was.
Hot dog and a handshake, working with Cole. I mean, you get Stone Cold and Angle. They did their cameo. They didn't even finish the match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same way with Jericho, Test, RBD, and Rock. Their match ended like so fast. Like,
and someone's probably listening to this and they're thinking, why would you save $500 for why would anyone pay $500 for a Raw or SmackDown? There are some Raws and SmackDowns that are extremely good that I would go back in time and say I would pay $500 for Front Row to be there that night.
Oh yes, yes. Some Raw and SmackDowns are better than some pay per views.
There's no moments that are worth me being there.
No, hell.
I mean, the chaos at the end of the night, sure. Having Van Damme and them fight past me into the crowd, that might be cool.
Right.
But I'm not paying $500 for that.
No.
I'm not dropping money like that for a Booker T and Rikishi.
Right.
Hell no.
Hell no.
If Bossman's on the card, I'm not giving you money. That's just a fact right there.
I wouldn't even go, to be honest with you.
I mean, no. And that would be a New York crowd?
No, thank you. They deserve better than that. Usually, you know,
I'm not dealing with the traffic.
In MSG, the historic Madison Square Garden Arena. But yeah, like you said, some Raws and some SmackDowns can be better than like some low card pay per views, like a Cyber Sunday or whatever, Fastlane type. You know what I'm saying? But
those filler pay per views get you over to a SummerSlam or a Mania or a Rumble or Survivor Series.
Yeah, like a No Mercy, Unforgiven like type crap. But
yeah,
this particular SmackDown though, not any way, shape, form, or fashion worth $500, let alone $1,000.
To answer the question, anybody else said
you get $30 out of me, a box of popcorn, and a new because they rock. That's about it.
That's how you gonna get. You might be able to catch a few pancakes. I already watched and reviewed these previous shows. I can tell you that none of them. Oh, okay, I take that back. The Raw where Triple H returns, I would pay $500 to be there. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty decent show. But besides that, ain't no way I'm paying for this. Well,
let me add this in at the end. 2002, you're being?
Yeah.
Was Raw the more dominant brand than SmackDown? Would you say?
I feel like
be more dominant than Raw. Is that why you wouldn't pay? I mean, obviously, you know, the 500 versus 1,000, that's our thing. But who was the most brand had the better?
Let me pull this be open real quick. So we're getting ready to do the brand spit race. Split. So I'm gonna write this in right here. I'm gonna write down a Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna write down a SmackDown.
Right.
And we're gonna do it like it's a war here.
Yeah.
I've already watched these two shows that they have. We won't count that first one. We'll count this one, the Raw for week of the 7th, and this SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And comparing it, comparing these two shows, Raw has the edge.
Right.
Raw for that week. Raw won that one. I think in 2002, in January of 2002, I'd probably rather pay for a Raw than a SmackDown.
Right. So there you have it.
But you also think SmackDown's missing a lot of their main characters here. They're missing Benoit. He's not back yet.
Mm-hmm.
Guerrero's not back yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mysterio doesn't debut until July or August.
Lesnar's nowhere near him.
Lesnar's not here yet. And Lesnar, when he immediately shows up, he's over on Raw for the first 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting concept.
Cena's not here yet.
Yeah, we're going to have to visit it that way because I didn't even think about that way. That's an interesting way to look at that. I'm gonna keep tally of that, see who really won for the year because from 2002 – on, they're pretty much competing brands until the brand split ends. So,
right.
I think for at least us covering 2002, I'll kind of keep track who won that week, who's had better shows.
Yeah,
have to keep an idea of a week
because it does happen like that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, WWE, they have tendencies to put out poor product. Sometimes they put out great product, but in that time period, you know, it was, you know, WWE versus WCW, and then WCW caught the picture, and now it's Raw versus SmackDown, and then TNA slowly creeps into the picture, and then they get shut back down, and then it's Raw SmackDown, then later on down the line, NXT comes into the picture.
And they treat NXT like it's the new competition now.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, sometimes, like today, sometimes Raw sucks, NXT's great, SmackDown sucks, or Raw's great, NXT sucks, SmackDown sucks. SmackDown's great, NXT sucks. Not like, you know what I'm saying? So,
and now they've kind of paired up. All three of those have kind of paired up because now you have a Raw, SmackDown, Raw, NXT, and SmackDown. On the other side of there, you have AEW Rampage, AEW Dynamite, and now they have Dark and Elevation, which let's be honest, Dark and Elevation, don't even worry about those.
Yeah, they're just talent.
Rampage gives you two matches a week, so I mean, you kind of worry about that. Dynamite's really the only competition you got there, right. And Dynamite's not holding a candle as far as ratings. Maybe they win the demo, but they're not competing with Raw or SmackDown. They'll take NXT, sure. NXT's a Tuesday night show that plays on USA. All right, you're not taking the flagship of Raw. WWE's not going anywhere. But no one's taking Raw, and no one's going to take SmackDown. Those are just facts. One's on USA with a primetime spot, and the other one's on Fox, and you're not competing with a Fox show because everyone gets Fox. People don't really watch TNT.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching reruns of Leverage at 8 a.m.
Yep, or 1,000 Ways to Die.
Or Rizzoli and Isles.
Yep.
Folks, this has been the Nose Qualifications Podcast. I'm Adrian.
I'm Tay.
And make sure you follow us on pod_DQ. Mm-hmm. Of course, make sure you follow our TikTok, Nose Qualifications Podcast, our Instagram, Nose Qualifications Podcast, and join our Facebook group, the Nose Qualifications Podcast. And you can like our Facebook page, the Nose Qualification Podcast. In our group, I always share interesting things going on within us as a community. Also, you make sure you go to the Apple Podcast and give us a 5-star, because we give you 5 bell podcasts every single time. Of course, you already know we're your dealers, and you're the junkies that need a fix, and we make sure you get your fix
every time,
because
we're not gonna short you.
If there's anything that we know how to do, it's to help y'all get high off wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So keep on smoking our chronic. We got that good stuff. Once again, I've been Adrian.
I'm Tate. Bang.